Senator Jim Lemke, a Republican from St. Louis, didn't see a need to rush on the Ford bill, which he opposed, and thought work on the state worker pension changes could have waited. Lemke applauds Governor Nixon's political instincts in tying the Ford bill, which the Senate opposed, to the pension bill, which the House opposed.
And the governor thought, well, I'll put both the bills together and tie them at the hip and make it a necessity that both would pass if either we're going to go anywhere.
State lawmakers approved tax breaks of up to $100 million if Ford brings new production to its Claycomo plant in Kansas City. They also approved changes to reduce the cost of state worker pensions. Republican State Representative Jeannie Riddle of Mokane has many state workers in her district. She worries about how the changes will affect recruitment and retention.
Our state employees here in Missouri are some of the lowest paid employees in the nation.
The very bottom.
So for us to target that group again is very concerning. Now, we had to address the pension plan. You know, to pay $400 million a year to lift it up is not okay out of general revenue. We have to address it.
The General Assembly gathers Wednesday for the annual veto session. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.